السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: التقوى هاهنا، وأشار إلى صدره. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and my most honorable elders and my dearly beloved youngsters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all with this blessing of Iman. And we need to understand that Islam and Iman is not something that we should take lightly. Islam and Iman is something that we should take very seriously. This is our identity. This is our identity. Har shakhs ka apna shanakht hota hai. Every person has their identity. But the identity of a Muslim is their Islam. Musliman ka shanakht aur pehchan Islam hota hai. This is very important. That every single Muslim identifies themselves as Muslim. I am a Muslim first before anything else. Unfortunately, we live in a society in which many times Muslims struggle and they feel shy and they feel embarrassed to identify as Muslim, to the extent that wearing the dress code of a Muslim, performing the prayer of a Muslim, all of these things, a person, when they are being watched or observed by those who are not Muslim, they feel embarrassed, they feel shy, they feel pressured. And this is not correct. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that who was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? Every religion that you have from the three great religions, monotheistic religions, Islam, Christianity and Judaism, all of the religions say that Ibrahim alayhi salam was our Nabi. Tamam jo teen sabse bade adiyan hai duniya ke andar, sabhi kehte hai ke Islam, Ibrahim alayhi salam hamara Nabi hai. All of the three great religions say that Ibrahim alayhi salam is our Nabi, our Prophet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look, you people have got it all wrong. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Yahudi. He was not Jewish. If you ask Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, do you follow the Jewish faith? He would not have agreed to that. He would have, you know, denied that I don't follow any religion called Judaism. وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. And Ibrahim alayhi salam would not identify himself as Christian as well. Nasrani, the word for Christian in Arabic is Nasrani. That when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam said, who will be man ansari ila Allah? Who is going to be my helpers? Who will help me? Who will assist me in trying to propagate the message of Islam? Then قَالُوا نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. The people قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. Those who surrounded Isa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam's companions, they said, نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ. We are going to support and help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's religion. So that's why Christianity became known as Nasraniya. Nasraniya. And those who follow Nasraniya are called Nasara. Gee, my young friends, those who are mashallah in the masjid, you all come here today. I want everyone to listen to me very carefully. It's very, very important what I am saying. So the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Prophet Abraham would not have called himself Christian. He would not have called himself Jew. However, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Ibrahim alayhi salam مسلمان تھے اور یکسوئی کے ساتھ اللہ تعالیٰ کی عبادت کرتے. Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Muslim and he worshipped only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't worship anybody else. That's why we need to take pride in our identity, that we are Muslims. And I am proud to be a Muslim, and Islam is the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. No blessing can be greater. Allah has given me food. Allah ta'ala has given me clothes. Allah ta'ala has given me a roof, a shelter over my head. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me eyesight with which I can see. Ask a person who does not have eyesight, who is blind, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken away their eyesight, or has not given them their eyesight. the value of eyesight. Ask them. They will say, I am ready to spend any amount of money, I am ready to give anything if only I could have eyesight. All of these blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Health, physical strength, energy. Just yesterday I went to visit a great scholar, Mawlana Hashim Sahib, Hafizahullah. He's very, very old. Well, he's not even that old really, but for many years he's been bedridden, very, very ill. And we went to his house to visit him. Now he's in his 60s. And his wife, Bichari, the poor lady, she's in her 60s as well. She's been serving him for a good 20, 30 years. He's just been bedridden. And I went to visit him and I sat with him for a while. He's just like comatose. He can't speak. He's just like he's sleeping. And it makes you think, you know what, this health is so precious. Nobody, you know, health is not a commodity that a person can, you know, buy from somewhere. Though I'm very, very rich, so that means I can go and buy good health. I can buy eyesight. I can buy hearing. This is Allah's gift. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to whoever He wants. Allah gives strength to whoever He wants. There were tribes in the past who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave so much strength that they could carve homes inside of mountains. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives, distributes these blessings to whoever He wants. But the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given is the blessing of Iman and Islam. And we need to understand this. The Iman and Islam are the greatest ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I don't appreciate the ni'mah, the blessing of Iman and Islam, Allah ta'ala can just as easily take it away from me and give it to someone else who is much better than me. Insan ko har waqt ye ihsas honi chahiye. We always need to have this awareness, this understanding that I am not worthy of Iman, I am not worthy of Islam. This is Allah ta'ala's gift to me. Allah's gift to me. I didn't deserve it. So when a person has this humility, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with the person. And when a person does not have this humility and they think, oh, you know what, this is something, oh, I, you know, it's not a big deal. And they don't think of it as a big deal. Unfortunately, this is a very dangerous thing. So this blessing of Islam and Iman. Sometimes you meet people, once a person was traveling by train and they were going from, I don't know, London or somewhere to Oldham. And it was winter time, so a few salahs came in between, a few namaz times. So I said, did you read your salah? They said, no, I feel really embarrassed. Mujhe sharam lagta hai ke, sharam mahsoos hota hai, agar main train ke upar namaz parhu, log meri taraf dekhenge, jankhenge, to isi liye maine namaz chhod di. So this is very easy for people to say, I'm going by train, people are going to be looking at me, people are going to be watching me, that's why I left my namaz. So this shows to this person, Islam and Iman is not very important. Very easily we can just give it away. I don't really care about it. And this is very dangerous. We need to understand the value of our Islam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is famously mentioned that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, give me such a kalima. Give me such a dhikr through which I can remember you. Which is the best form of dhikr and remembrance through which I can remember you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, recite La ilaha illallah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, O Allah, all of your creation, they remember you with La ilaha illallah. This is not very special, it's not very unique. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, and again he asked, second time the same reply was given. Third time he asked, third time the same reply was given. So Musa alayhi salam is thinking, La ilaha illallah. This is a kalima tayyiba, we all learn it in madrasa and maktab, and it's just such a simple kalima. I want something really special form of dhikr to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala said, O Musa, if the entire heavens and the entire earth, seven heavens, sab'u samawat, and al-aradin as-sab'a, the seven earths, were to be placed on one side of the scale, and the kalima la ilaha illallah was to be placed on the other side of the scale, the kalima would be far heavier than everything in the heavens and the earths. Because this iman, this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earths. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, لَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ حَتَّى لَا يُقَالُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Allah, Allah. That the day of judgment will not appear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to keep the universe, the stars and the moons. I'm just saying stars and moons, as in all the moons in all the different planets, in all the billions of galaxies that you study in science, which are out there. Allah Ta'ala is prepared to keep all of these systems in place as long as there is one person on the earth who is saying Allah Allah. All of this has been created for the believers. This world is nothing. It means nothing to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in the hadith that if the world was equal to Janaha Ba'udah, was equal to the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah, then ما سقى منها كافر شربة ماء. That a kafir, a disbeliever, would not have even been allowed to take a sip of water from the dunya, if this world had the value of the wing of a mosquito in the sight of Allah. But it doesn't. This world is nothing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah ta'ala calls this world mata'. قُلْ مَتَاعُ الدُّنْيَا قَلِيلٌ وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Say that the mata' of this dunya, the mata' of this world, is very little. What is mata'? Mata', they translate in Urdu as saman, the wealth of this world. Dunya ka saman. There was a great scholar, Allama Ismail rahmatullahi alayh. So he said, I never really understood this word mata', and I wanted to figure out where this word mata' came from. So many times in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala calls this world mata'. It's mata', mata', mata'. So he said, I didn't know where to go. So he said, you know what I thought? I thought to myself, I'll go into the villages, the desert, because that's where you find the Arabs who have the pure language and the pure culture, you know, the untainted, unadulterated culture and language of the Arabs. So he said, I went into the desert villages and the camps and the, you know, the tents and things like that. He said, as I was traveling through there, I found a young boy. And this young boy cried out to his mother. In one sentence, he gave me the meaning of three words that I had, you know, not realized the origins of. Like mata', I was struck. I know the translation, but where did this word mata' come from? He said there were three words. Mata', raqim, and tabarak. Said these three words. Mata', raqim, and tabarak. And he said, I was struggling to know the meaning of those. And in one sentence, that boy mentioned it. He said, what happened was, this young boy was in his tent and he was alone, and his mother had put on some food on the stove, and there was a dirty kind of cloth, you know, in every kitchen and things like that, you know, you have this cloth which is used to wipe the surfaces. It's not even a cloth that you wipe your hands on. It's more of a dirty cloth that you just use to wipe the surfaces. So that was there. So all of a sudden a dog came and it picked up the cloth with its mouth. And it, you know, and it just started to kind of run up this mountain that was nearby, or this hill, or this mountain that was nearby. So the boy shouted out. He said, "Ja al-raqim, wa akhad al-mata' wa tabaraka 'ala al-jabal." He said, "Oh mother, the raqim has come. The dog has come. Wa akhad al-mata' and he's taken the mata', meaning the origin of mata' is this dirty cloth which is used in the kitchen to wipe the surfaces, that it's given zero value. Even if you throw it in the bin with the rubbish, nobody would miss it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called this dunya mata', that this dunya is so insignificant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to please the people of the dunya and to acquire the things of the dunya, a person should never compromise their religion, the iman, the Islam. Because even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give a person money, and even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept a person in poverty, and even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give a person a house or a car or any of the blessings of this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them iman, then Allah has given them better than anything that they could have expected or ever wanted. Because when a person dies and they see the value of this iman, they will just think, subhanallah, oh Allah, I didn't deserve this. What did I ever do to deserve this blessing? So this is why my talk today is for our young friends and brothers, that Islam and Iman. If somebody asks you, what are you? You say, I'm a Muslim. Inni minal Muslimin. I'm a Muslim. And I am ready to give anything for my Islam and make any sacrifice for my Islam. I want to finish on this one hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, the thalathatun man kunna fihi wajada bihinna halawatal iman. There are three qualities. And everybody listen carefully to this hadith, beautiful hadith. There are three qualities. Whoever has any of those three qualities, or whoever has those three qualities, they will taste the sweetness of iman. Iman ki halawat ji wo chak lenge. What are the three qualities? The first one, an yakuna Allah wa rasuluhu ahabba ilayhim mimma siwahuma. That Allah and his rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam are more beloved to him than anybody else. That I love Allah and his Rasul more than I love anyone else. I truly mean it. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that, oh Umar, do you love me more than you love everybody else? He said, Ya Rasulullah, of course I love you more than I love everybody else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do you love me more than you love yourself? So he had to sit and he had to think, because you never have to think about that. So he sat down and he thought, and he deliberated and he considered for a while, and then he said, oh Rasulullah, I love you more than I love myself. So this is the perfection of Iman. A person has to truly be there. That Allah and His Rasul are more beloved to him, more dear to him than everybody else. وَإِن يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ Number two, that when you love a person, a Muslim, a fellow Muslim, you love them only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when it comes to dealing with your fellow Muslim brother, whether you know him, whether you don't know him, this person is a Muslim. I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mujhe usse koi dunyavi gharz nahi hai. I don't want to take anything from you. If you're good to me, if you're kind to me, if you treat me nicely, if you treat me respectfully, that's fine. If you don't, I don't care. I'm still going to love you for the sake of Allah because you are a Muslim. This is the second quality. And the third one is, وَأَنْ يَكْرَهَ أَنْ يَعُودَ إِلَى الْكُفْرِ بَعْدَ إِذْ أَنْقَذَنَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ إِذْ أَنْقَذَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يَعُودَ كَمَا يَكْرَهُ أَنْ يُقْذَفَ فِي النَّارِ That this person, a person, a Muslim, hates, dislikes, and is so scared of going towards disbelief and kufr, the same way he is scared and fearful of being thrown into a fire. That as long as these three qualities are inside of a person, he will taste or she will taste the sweetness of Iman. So this is why our Islamic identity is the most important identity, and we need to take it very, very seriously. Every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we need to take very seriously and we need to hold fast to it. And we should never fear that, you know what are people going to think of me? What are people going to say about me? Because we have been given such a great blessing that we will only realize the value of it after we die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the correct understanding.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
Brothers, please fill in all the gaps. It is the holidays, so there will be more people attending. So please make sure all the gaps are filled. If there are any spaces in front of you, please move forward and fill in that space. Brothers, as it is the summer holidays, so alhamdulillah, through the summer holidays we've kept a few programs, and inshallah there might be other things that we come up with, so that our youngsters, those who are off from school, college, university, etc., many people are off from work as well, so that inshallah they can connect and they can bond with the masjid, and inshallah they have some form of attachment throughout the holidays. Otherwise, mostly what do we end up doing? We end up getting distracted, going on games, devices, going outside, on unnecessary, you know, futile pastimes. So this is, inshallah, means for us to connect and bond with the masjid. So every Thursday, from next Thursday, for the next three Thursdays, we have set a few programs in the masjid. So next Thursday, inshallah, we will have a talk on adopting good company. So choosing one's friends wisely and choosing one's circle of friendship wisely. And the lecturer who will deliver that topic is our respected Mona Ibrahim Diwan Sab, who is one of our young ulama who is in our locality, and he will be in English. So it will be Thursday after Maghrib Salah. So we've kept it a bit late. This is the first time we're trying this. So because most people have finished their day by then and everybody's at home, so inshallah it's something that everybody can attend. So next Thursday, after Maghrib Salah with Mona Ibrahim Diwan Sahab, the topic will be adopting good company. And the Thursday after that, which is Thursday 17th of August, the importance of acquiring authentic knowledge. Again, a very important topic, and that will be delivered by myself. And then the Thursday after that, Thursday 24th of August, managing the urges of the nafs, how to control one's nafs and one's desires. And that will be delivered by our respected Marna Adam Sidat. Again, another, mashallah, up-and-coming young alim, very talented alim of our locality. So, alhamdulillah, we have three different speakers and three different topics after Maghrib Salah. After the talk, there will be a Q&A session. Our brothers can ask any questions that they want, inshallah. And then we'll have some snacks and things like that. Maybe some hot drinks and some snacks, inshallah, which will be provided. So it's an opportunity for us all to bond with the masjid, bond with our local ulama, and get to know people. Unfortunately, a lot of our youngsters, they say, we don't know who to go to. And in the end, who do they end up turning to? Google or Facebook or Twitter or wherever else we go to learn about Islam. I have lots of young students who are always saying, oh, Qari Sahab, Ustad, I heard this on TikTok. So TikTok is not a place for us to go and learn knowledge. Alhamdulillah, you have local ulama, young scholars who you can turn to, who speak English, who are born and brought up in England, who understand your language and who understand your culture as well. So inshallah, we should bond with this. So next Thursday, Thursday 10th, and Thursday 17th and Thursday 24th, after Maghrib Salah, inshallah, these programs will be held. Hopefully the poster should be on the screen, on the TV outside as well soon. Brothers, please do bear this in mind. And follow our social media. On our social media, all of these things are always advertised. MashaAllah, many of our youngsters have social media. So follow the masjid, so you're kept in the loop about all of our programs that take place. Aur pichle jumme jo collection hui thi, wo 1012 pound, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tamam saathiyon ki donations ko qabul farmaye.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Main announcement kar raha hoon Tameside Muslim Death Committee ki taraf se, jo pichle week meeting hui hai, usme jo salana fees hai wo 40 pound rakhi gayi hai. Aur dusri baat ye hai ki agle saal se ye faisla hua hai ki hum July mein collection karenge, kyunki kafi saathi jo hai na chuttiyon pe chale jaate hain bachchiyon ki chuttiyon ki wajah se. So the brothers, I'm doing an announcement on behalf of Tameside Muslim Death Committee. Our yearly fees has been decided £40 a year, and also our next year's collection is going to be in July. Due to the children holidays and stuff, we can't find people, we have to chase people, so we're going to do that in July, and the meeting is going to be in June. And inshallah, wo jab main jab bhi announce karta hoon to saathi upar wali jo death committee hai, bhai Zafar wali ya bhai Salim wali, wo mere paas aa jate hain aur paise bhi transfer kar dete hain. Aapke liye nahi hai ye, jo Uncle Sadiq wali jo death committee hai, Tameside Muslim Death Committee ki hai. To wo jaise bhi aap mujhe dete hain ya baki saathiyon ko dete hain, bank mein bhi transfer kar sakte hain. میں اگلے تقریباً دو تین جمعے پیچھے بیٹھا ہوں گا, جس کسی نے دینا تو دے دینا. جزاک اللہ.
اللہ Akbar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Allahu Akbar Ashhadu an la محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أي على السلام هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله
الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان من طين لازب صلصال ثم ركب صورته في أحسن تقويم وأتم اعتدال ثم غذاه في أول فشوئه بلبن استصفاه من بين فرث ودم سائغا كالماء الزلال ثم حماه بما آتاه من طيبات الرزق عن دواعي الضعف والانحلال ثم افترض عليه طلب القوت الحلال ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الهادي من الضلال صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه خير أصحاب وخير آل وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة والخنزير والأصنام وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام التجار يحشرون يوم القيامة فجارًا إلا من اتقى وبر وصدق ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آكل الربا وموكله وكاتبه وشاهديه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من باع عيبا لم ينبه عليه لم يزل في مقت الله أو لم تزل الملائكة تلعنه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أخذ شبرا من الأرض فإنه يطوقه يوم القيامة من سبع أراضين ولعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الراشية والمرتشية والرائشة يعني الذي يمشي بينهما أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه. وقال: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأنصاره، وأذل الشرك وأشراره. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. عباد الله، رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة. Please straighten the rows. Brothers requested to move forward. ساتھی خالی جگہوں کو پور فرما دیں، پیچھے بہت لوگ کھڑے ہوئے ہیں. So please fill in all the gaps. Please move forward. Please turn off your mobile phones. Please turn shoulder to shoulder. Sathi mil mil ke khada ho jaye. Koi khali jagah na chhode. Brothers who are coming late, please just bear in mind it's holidays. We should try and come for Jum'ah earlier, so we get more reward, inshallah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا وكأسا دهاقا، لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا، جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا، رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما الرحمن، لا يملكون منه خطابا، يوم يقوم الروح والملائكة صفا، لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن، لا يتكلمون إلا من أذن له الرحمن وقال صوابا. ذلك اليوم الحق، فمن شاء اتخذ إلى ربه مآبا إنا أنذرناكم عذابا قريبا يوم ينظر المرء ما قدمت يداه ويقول الكافر يا ليتني كنت ترابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا واستر لنا عيوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم واقية كواقية الوليد اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.